Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've got a jam-packed week here. Matter of fact, when I was in the minor leagues down at OR, you know, you guys just hear me on the fan, and it's like, oh, this guy come from, he sucks, how'd he get a job? Yeah, no, forget about the 20 years of work that I put in. But there was a period where I was down in the minor leagues at OR for, you know, when the Mets were over there 4 or 5 years. And I used to be the backup to Pete McCarthy, and every time, you know, the Mets were off, I would get to host the show. So this would be a huge week for me, All-Star Week. You know, there were no games, so I would host 4 straight days. Even though nothing's going on, hey, an opportunity to do some shows and get creative and have some fun with it. But then since I became a host of The Fan, I get to take those days off. I'm like, ah, this is a week for sure. I'm taking it off, All-Star Week. No games to react to. You know, they figure a nice time in July. You have some time off anyway. You might as well take a vacation. The reason why I'm here today is because of David Wright having his number retired this week. We've got a lot of fun stuff scheduled for you this week, whether it be here or at SNY. SNY, I told you about this last week. They're going to have the premiere of The Right Way Thursday night. I already saw it. It's must watch. Get you pumped up for the retirement on Saturday. But, you know, David Wright having his number retired on Saturday when the Mets return. They'll take on the Reds out at Citi Field on Friday night. Then the number will go up on Saturday. And that's a big deal, man. It's historic. Not just because, you know, the Mets don't do it often, but because they're doing it with a player who means so much to their franchise. Anyway, point is, that's why I'm here, and we're going to have a special week for you with guests, a lot of guests, actually fun guests, too. A couple of wrestling guests today. Brian Myers will join us at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Damian Priest is scheduled to join us. We're going to have some fun with those guys. By the way, Brian, big Mets fan. Damian Priest, big Yankees fan. So we'll have some fun with the Mets-Yankees talk with those two guys. And then we get plenty of David Wright-related guests the rest of the week for you. But either way, it should be a, look, I get it, All-Star break. You know, you got, and the whole point of telling that story was that Boone invited Joe Torre. Thursday we'll be doing our yearly show from the Joe Torre Foundation golf outing. So we'll be able to talk to Joe Torre, and this year we could ask him about, man, being asked to be a bench coach with Booney with the All-Star game. So the Yanks will be represented well. I know no Max Fried, which, you know, come on now. With the story yesterday that he called Tariq Skubal, hey, you want to start the game? Like, and everybody's making it like it's a nice thing. I get it. It is, but who deemed Max Fried the guy to be calling Tariq Skubal and asking him if he wanted to start the game? Like, if it were me and one of my peers asked me that, the way that it was with Skubal and Fried, I'd be a little like, who are you making the call? I don't get it. Now, I'm not saying it was a bad thing, but the idea, like, oh, such class and gesture from Max Fried to offer up the All-Star game start to Skubal. He did the right thing, but it shouldn't even have been his place to do it. Aaron Boone, I'm assuming Boone gets to make this decision. And what, Boone was going to be biased and pick his guy even though Skubal deserved it? I mean, I'm sure that's probably what happened, but it should have been on Boone to call Skubal and say, hey, you want to start this game? You're the All-Star starter. Now, I know the story went that Fried called Skubal to see his interest, and I guess Fried would have participated in the All-Star game if he were going to start, being that it's in Atlanta, you know, he played with the Braves, whatever. But Fried thought himself that Skubal deserved to start the game. So if Skubal was interested, then Fried was going to let his manager know. And then the next thing you know, Boone calls him, offers him the start. But I get it. It's a nice thing. Like, let's not make it like Max Fried is some hero. He's a peer. Scooble should have been, it's the right thing to do. Scooble should have been named the starter. It's not anti-Max Fried. Scooble's been another level. He deserves it this year. I just, to me, that was, a lot was made of that. Nice story, I guess. But it shouldn't be coming from, like, if I was Scooble, I would have felt odd that, you know, Fried's calling me like, yeah, I mean, I want to start, but don't you want to start too? Like, I don't understand. Are you making the decision? Like, Max Fried gets to make this decision? I'm sure what happened was Booney, and I don't know this, I'm just guessing here. Booney went to Fried and said, hey, I'm going to name the starter. And Fried felt maybe embarrassed by that or like, eh, I don't know. Let's see what Scooble thinks first because I think he deserves to start it, which is a good thing to do. But it just, I don't know, it's a little weird the way that they went about it. I would have had Boone make that first call. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Whatever's on your mind here, Mets and Yanks. Michael is calling from...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Tom's River. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Sal, how are we doing today, man?
Good. How are you, Michael?
Good. I got 2 points, if you don't mind. No, I think we can all agree that the Yankees are very number-driven. But if they were to look at the stats from Jason Dominguez batting from, I believe, the right-hand side since May 24th, he's batting well over 300. So I don't understand what their concern is from the right-handed box. Is it just his defense?
No. It's not his defense because that has nothing to do with him being moved down in the order against left-handed pitching.
Yeah, but he's batting well over 300 now.
Not on the whole year, and they're probably looking at the larger sample size. All I'm saying is against the lefty yesterday, Aaron Boone messed with the lineup, moving Dominguez down behind Jazz. He had Goldschmidt leading off, and he had Bellinger, too, instead of Judge. It was working tremendously with Dominguez leading off, Judge number two, Bellinger three, Stanton four, Jazz five. Just leave it alone.
Right, 100%. I agree with that. Yep. And my second point is, I'm with you. I know you and BT were talking about Suarez. I'd rather go after someone like Key Brian Hayes. Plays a great third base if he's available. You know, he's batting around 240, and he's had three home runs, and he's younger. Give him more time to develop. I don't want to go after Suarez. I want to know what you think about that.
Yeah, I don't want Suarez either, Michael. Now, it's hard to say that, right? Because you look at it and say, oh, how can you not want a guy who's going to hit 30-plus home runs? It's not that I wouldn't want him on the team, and obviously he'd be better than Peraza's bat. It's that I don't think the Yankees need that. I'll give you a guy. You got a good look at him if you watch the Mets series this weekend. How about Mikel Garcia with the Royals? He just named to the All-Star team as a late injury replacement or whatever, but he's a solid big league player. I mean, obviously an All-Star player, but he hits with a high average, hitting .297. He's got 8 homers, so that's a big deterrent if you're the Yankees. Oh, only 8 home runs? What could we ever do with that? Well, he's a very good glove, and he puts the ball in play. He's a good bat. That would be appealing to me, a player like that, that got himself to the All-Star team with only hitting 8 home runs. Shows you he's doing something right, hitting nearly 300, 40 ribbies, OPS over 800. Play good. Now, again, I don't know if the Royals are going to be buyers or sellers or not, but that's one guy that, you know, the Royals have been rumored to be sellers, and if they were sellers, would they trade Garcia? I don't know, but that's one, a player like that. I've told you, I would go get Arenado. Now, obviously, he's on the wrong side of his career, But I want a guy who could do a little bit of everything. I don't need 35 homers from third base. Yeah, you're not turning away the power, but I don't want McMahon. McMahon's a good glove. He's going to strike out a ton. I'd rather Arenado's going to put the ball in play. Hit for high average, especially if the cost is equal. Billy is in Nutley. What's up, Billy?
Hey, how's it going? I just want to talk about Cashman and the Yankees. Maybe I'm crazy here, and I don't think they'll ever get rid of Cashman because they've never got – he's been there 27 years. But why can't we bring Theo Epstein in here, and he'll change this whole team within 3 to 5 years, and we'll finally win a World Series again?
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to maybe let the Theo Epstein dream go, at least for now. I don't know. See, that's part of the issue, right? When you look at it, and you brought up one guy who would get the Yankee fans excited about Epstein because of obviously what he did with the Red Sox and Cubs. But first would be, Billy, moving on from Cashman. And there's no reason to believe, and thank you for the call, no reason to believe the Yankees are going to do that at this point. They've had opportunities to do it over the years. They did not do it. Now, the counter would be anybody that you get, including Theo Epstein, while he would be more exciting and something fresh and new, whoever you bring in is not going to have the resume that Brian Cashman does. End of story. But that doesn't mean that it wouldn't be worth a discussion about change. Like, any time, and it's been a couple of times over the years, for me, definitively, 2021. That was the season that I would have made a change. Because it was the first time that the Yankees struggled in the regular season, where generally from that run from 2017 on, the issue was the postseason performance. The bats that were so dominant in the regular season, they were nowhere to be found in the playoffs. But in 2021, the Yankees weren't good in the regular season. That would have been the year that I would have moved on from both Cashman and Boone. They obviously didn't. Cashman was aggressive. He finally went and got the lefty bats that everybody was asking for with Rizzo and Gallo, and the Yankees lost in the wild card round or the wild card game to the Red Sox, and then have tried to build it back up ever since, obviously last year getting to the World Series. So sometimes in sports, actually a lot of times in sports, guys get fired because it's just time for a change. And Cashman has been here forever. And we can feel like it's time for a change and say that it's just not working. They can say, who's going to be better than what Brian Cashman has done? And how can you say it's not working when we make the playoffs almost every single year, when we win 90 games plus almost every single year, and 1 year ago we were in the World Series? Also, let's not pretend like the Yankees can't get back to the World Series this year. It's weird with them, man. They're held to such a high standard that it's almost impossible to live up to. But the one glaring absence in the last, 15 years is a World Series win. My issue would be even less about the World Series win and just more about I don't believe in the way that they like to build teams. Like, the idea that they would want no part of Nolan Arenado because he's probably not a power guy or whatever past his prime, sure, but he might be the perfect fit for now. The idea that they always have chased the launch angle, all or nothing, just bludgeoning you to death. All right, if we strike out, no big deal. All right, if we don't play defense, no big deal. Not to mention the lack of developing their young players outside of Aaron Judge. Like, there are many fundamental issues that I have with the way the Yankees organization has operated here. The results, however, would favor them outside of winning a World Series, which I'm sure you've heard this before. Many people tell you it's hard to do. Yeah, we get it. It's hard to do. So we're begging for you to do it. Hard to do. Yankees made it look easy in the 90s and getting to a World Series, it seems, every year, even in the 2000s. But I haven't won one since 2009. Also, they're not spending their way to the top where they used to not only just have the highest payroll. The last time they won a World Series, they had a $50 million payroll higher than the next team. But it's also about absolving the mistakes. LeMahieu shouldn't have been here this year. He should have been gone 2-3 years ago. Hicks, Gallo, they stuck with those guys way too long. In the old days, that was part of the Yankee appeal, is that they could just, hey, we made a mistake, see ya. Eat the money and move on, go spend it on the next guy. They're reluctant to do that now, and I do think that's held them back a little bit.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.